And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, what is body dysmorphic condition?
Well, it's actually body dysmorphic disorder, Mike, and it is it's kind of an excessive concern with your image. Now, I know you don't have that, Mike, and Bridget,
all
I don't
know. All you have to do is look at my hair.
Well, how many times a day do you look in the mirror, Bridget, and say to yourself, I'm very unhappy with my appearance? Hopefully none. But if you do...
Well, wait a second. Bridget, so I go 20 on a 0 to 10 scale. So
Oh, my God. That is such an exaggeration.
So anyway, Arthur, how many times would cause you to have body dysmorphic disorder?
Well, I don't know if there's an actual number on that, but there should be. But certainly, the way it's defined is if someone has a very minor problem, so that an objective observer does not think there's an issue with their appearance, but the patient, the person, thinks that they have an issue, that may be a symptom of body dysmorphic disorder. Also, if characteristic
Richard,
of these people might...
Do you think you have a problem?
Well, I have, like, earlier today I was showing my mom these two zits on the side of my face because I'm starting to break out, and I think it's a good example that I was freaking out about them, and she was like, I honestly would not have even noticed if you hadn't said anything to me, because I think
that doesn't qualify yet. I'll tell you if it qualifies. The way it would qualify as a body dysmorphic disorder is if you become impaired by that. If you look at yourself and what seemingly is a minor thing to your mother or Dr. Roizen or your colleagues, you know, they're so minor that they hardly notice it. But you do things to try and fix it, like have surgery or cover your face or stay in your house. Or get depressed or something like that. It's a psychiatric condition.
Sometimes when I'm trying on clothes, I'll ask my sister a few too many times if I look fat in an outfit. And she'll be like, oh, my God, I'm not telling you again. You don't look fat.
No. I don't think that qualifies.
That's
I don't
normal,
think it qualifies,
though, right, for
but,
women, I think.
Yeah.
I'll speak.
It's pretty normal.
Okay.
Yeah. But body dysmorphic disorder, there was a study that was... published in our journal this month, and they looked at rhinoplasty patients. And rhinoplasty patients are those who are concerned with the appearance of their nose, right? And if you think about people in general, there are plenty of people that walk around with pretty non-attractive noses. That's a politically correct way to say that, right? and they couldn't care less about their nose. And in fact, there are many people, even on television, mostly men, who do not have great noses and really don't care. And then there are people with attractive noses that have a very, very minor issue, and they're absolutely consumed with it. Again, that's a symptom of body dysmorphic disorder. So the study looked at 166 rhinoplasty patients and 100 patients that came in for medical issues to an otolaryngologist, meaning like an ear infection or something like that. And they compared the satisfaction with their, you know, with people's appearance. And certainly the rhinoplasty patients were much, much, much more likely to have those symptoms of body dysmorphic disorder. And so the message is, it's something we kind of knew in plastic surgery, that we have a selected population of patients with a psychiatric disorder.
Yeah.
Truly a psychiatric disorder. And it's extremely important that the plastic surgeon figure out who those patients are, because if you operate on someone with body dysmorphic disorder, they are not going to be happy. And it's almost a definition of the disorder. They will not be happy, because
like
that's
that,
not the problem. It's not.
It's like that girl from The Hills, you know, Heidi, whatever, that was all over the tabloids because she had like 20 procedures at
Heidi
once.
Montag.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm not sure she qualifies. Celebrities are kind of a different group of people because their income clearly depends on their appearance. And that might have been more bad judgment than body dysmorphic disorder. So I don't know for a fact. But certainly every plastic surgeon has seen his share or her share of body dysmorphic disorder patients. And it's very, very important that they be identified. And, you know, there was another a survey done by plastic surgeons, Mike, that you would be interested in. It turns out that 30% of plastic surgeons said even if the patient had body dysmorphic disorder, they would operate on them, which is amazing to me.
Wow.
Because they're asking for trouble. They're asking for unhappy patients. And, you know, you wonder, is that just bad judgment or greed? I don't know the answer.
Well, it's at least one of those.
Yeah, you know,
it's either bad judgment or greed. I mean, it's one of those two. It's not some other emotion or other quality. Arthur, we've got to go to the tip of the week now. And did you know that peppermint oil is proven to resolve upset stomachs? Don't you love it when science solves the mystery of a long-time-honored home remedy? You know, most home remedies, I think there's an essence of truth, a key point of truth, and we just got to find out what it is. Well, it happened again, and to one of our favorite digestion soothers, peppermint. Turns out that this ancient herbal tummy tamer does its thing. Try saying tummy tamer twice in a row. Tummy tamer does tummy its tamer. Thing. I can't remember what I was going to say. Now I got it. By switching off pain-sensing nerve fibers in your digestive system. So it turns off your pain from your stomach and intestine. That help explains why pouring yourself a steaming mug of peppermint tea from an upset stomach or popping an enteric-coated peppermint oil capsule to ease irritable bowel syndrome really does work. We've known for a while that mint relaxes smooth muscle in your GI tract, which can tone down IBS cramps. That's super useful if you're among the 1 in 5 people with an uncomfortable problem. Now we know it can mute super hypersensitive nerves, which can trigger internal distress after a spicy meal, too much coffee, a glass of wine, or during a bout of flu. Peppermint tea may be all it takes to soothe a queasy stomach or settle one that's gassy and bloated, but it may take a stronger dose to ease IBS. That's where peppermint oil capsules come in. To give them a try, stick with 0.2 to 0.4 milliliters of oil 3 times daily and use only enteric-coated versions to avoid heartburn. Otherwise, the muscle-relaxing oil could relax a valve at the top of your stomach, allowing acid to wash back into your esophagus. That'll hurt you rather than help you. Tip, if you're heartburn-prone, skip mint chewing gum for the same reason. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Arthur, have you ever used peppermint?
Arthur, how about Pepto-Bismol? Does that count?
I don't think so. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We'll be back again next week with a brand new show. Hope you are too. Thanks to Bridget, Sonar for great engineering, Donna for great producing, Arthur, Gary Ginsberg, our guest Dr. Weber, and of course Joe Galuski. This is Mike Roizen. Please listen next week.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.